It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't win. It's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Back to Wathena as the 2022 Kansas American Legion Baseball Zone 1AA Tournament continues with the second game of our doubleheader coming up here in just a little bit, with Seneca taking on Hiawatha, with the winner of this game taking on Donovan County tomorrow night in the championship ball game. And D.C. awaits the winner of Hiawatha and Seneca. Donovan County with wins over Seneca and Hiawatha last night to get to Wednesday night's championship. And with the double elimination format, the winner of this ball game, who will play Donovan County tomorrow night, will have to beat Donovan County in two straight ball games in order to win the tournament and punch their ticket to state in Topeka coming up next week. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Colin Feldkamp in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Still a few minutes out from getting this next ball game started. And if you're just joining us, boy, we had a thriller in game number one as Seneca got to this matchup with Hiawatha as they rallied in multiple occasions to beat Marysville by a final score of 10-8. Marysville jumped out to a 6-2 lead, and the big hit came from Jaden Thomas in the bottom of the sixth, which turned out to be the game winner for Seneca. They would go on to win it by a final score of 10-8. We'll get you the lineups and first pitch coming up after a timeout. We'll take a break, and we're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
And we welcome you back to Wathena as our nightcap is just moments away from getting underway with the first pitch. Hiawatha and Seneca, with the winner moving on to the championship ball game tomorrow night as the top seed Donovan County awaits. Again, Brandon Tadman with you, Colin Feldkamp in studio. Let's get you the lineup cards for Hiawatha and Seneca in this ball game here tonight. Hiawatha, the higher seed between the two, but Hiawatha will be the road team in this matchup here in Wathena. So let's dive through the lineups, and we'll start first with Hiawatha. Ashton Rocky will lead things off. He is in center field. Carson Bredemeyer is in left, batting second. Xavier Oldham's at third base. He is batting third. Sam Dunn, the cleanup spot, he is at shortstop. Joel Bryan is batting fifth. He is at first base. Ty Willick, the catcher, is batting sixth. Alex Rocky is the designated hitter. He is batting seventh. Cooper Jacobson in right field. He bats eighth. And Josh Schmidt at second. He rounds out the Hiawatha lineup, batting ninth. So again, Ashton Rocky in center, Bredemeyer in left, Oldham at third, Dunn at short, Bryan at first, Willick catching, Alex Rocky the DH, Jacobson in right, and Smith is at second base. For Seneca, coming off the win over Marysville, it'll be Andrew Henry to lead things off. He is in center field. Jonah Dieters is the pitcher. He is batting second. Landon Baker at short, batting third. John Strothman at first, batting fourth. Cooper Kramer batting fifth. He is at second base. Aiden Feldkamp batting sixth. He is at third base. Garrett Herter, the right fielder, batting seventh. Jaden Thomas in left, batting eighth. And Cooper Scott will be catching. He is batting ninth. So again, for Seneca, Henry in center, Dieters pitching, Baker at short, Strothman at first, Kramer at second, Feldkamp at third, Herter in right, Thomas in left, and Scott is catching. Seneca has taken the field. Jonah Dieters will do the pitching here for Seneca, as they had to claw multiple times in that first ball game to knock out Marysville 10-8. They got down 6-2 early in that ball game after Marysville hung up five runs in the top of the third inning. But they battled back and they were actually down a run going into the bottom of the sixth inning after Marysville had scored two to take the lead. They scored three runs in the bottom of the sixth. The big hit was a two RBI double by Jaden Thomas, which proved to be the game-winning hit. And they are here against Hiawatha with the winner on to the championship tomorrow night, as it is Ashton Rocky who steps in. Dieter's first pitch is a fastball in there for strike one. Rocky last night in the 16-9 loss to Doniphan County, he was 3-for-5 with an RBI. Next pitch outside by Dieters, one ball and one strike. He also had a run scored. Ooh, and the next one runs inside, and just like the first game tonight, the first batter's hit by a pitch, and Ashton Rocky is at first base with nobody out. So here is Carson Bredemeyer, the left fielder. He had a good night last night, 2-for-3, a couple of runs and an RBI. First pitch by Dieters, a fastball, it's upstairs for ball one. Again, Hiawatha losing to Doniphan County last night 16-9 after they had knocked out Corning the night before by a 3-1 score. Next pitch upstairs, Bredemeyer ahead in the count. It is two balls and no strikes with the runner at first and nobody out. Rocky takes off. The pitch is in there for a strike. It's a low throw. Not a chance as Rocky is in there with a stolen base. And the count on Bredemeyer now, two balls and one strike. And the pitch by Dieters is upstairs. So now the count, three balls and one strike here on Bredemeyer with Xavier Oldham due up next. Long look at second. Here's the 3-1, and that one is in there for strike number two. So the count runs full at 3-2. Hiawatha, a chance here to jump out to an early lead. And it's second with nobody out. 3-2 pitch coming, and it's low, ball four. So Dieters hits the first batter and now walks Bredemeyer. So two on and nobody out for Xavier Oldham. Xavier last night, 1-for-4 with the run scored. And he gets drilled. So Dieters is having some command issues here in the first, and now the bases are loaded with nobody out. And now Sam Dunn. And real quick, the infield already coming in for a meeting with Dieters on the hill, as Sam Dunn will have a big RBI chance here in the top of the first to break the scoreless tie early. Bases are loaded with nobody out. Dunn was the hero on Sunday. He had a two-run homer in the seventh inning, which was the difference in Hiawatha's 3-1 win against Corning. Now, here in this game, that's the winner here will go to the championship tomorrow night. He's got the bases loaded with nobody out. Dieters, first pitch, is outside for ball one. So two hit batters and a walk here to start the ball game. Next pitch outside, 2-0. So right out the jump, Dieters struggling with the command. Now here's the 2-0. It is high, ball three. So we'll see what Dunn does here with a 3-0 count, but I expect a watch here. He watches that pitch all the way. It's in the dirt, ball four, and a run is in. And just like that, Hiawatha has jumped out to an early 1-0 lead. As Dunn walks, drives in a run, 1-0 Hiawatha. Now it's Joel Bryan, the first baseman. Bases loaded, still nobody out. Dieter's first pitch is in the dirt, ball one. Bryan 0-for-3 with two walks last night. Next pitch, inside, nearly hit him, but he gets out of the way of it. It's now 2-0. Dieters has thrown just one strike so far in the ballgame. That one missing as well. Make it 3-0. And Seneca is in a tough spot here early. Bryan does take one for a strike. So Dieters needed that to just see one. It called for a strike, but now 3-1, still work to do. And a swing and a grounder left side. Could be two. Baker to second for one. On to first, not in time. So the first out is recorded. A run scores. It's now 2-0 Hiawatha. Oldham to third. Bryan at first. 2-0 Hiawatha. First out recorded. Now Ty Willick, the catcher. So a productive at-bat for Bryan as he drives in a run. Still, more damage can be done, and that one is lined up the middle and into center field for a hit. And safe at second base, having to hold for a second was Bryan to make sure it wasn't caught by Kramer at second. But it's an RBI single for Willick, and it's now 3-0. Bryan to second, Willick at first, still one out. And now it's the DH, Alex Rocky. Alex had a run scored, also had a strikeout and a pop out in the game last night. And he's going to hit this one towards the gap in left center field, and that's going to drop in for a hit. They're going to wave around Bryan from third. Here comes the throw, not even close, and it's now 4-0 Hiawatha. As now Alex Rocky comes through with an RBI single. Now Cooper Jacobson, the right fielder. Willick at second, Rocky at first. Four across on a couple of hits. And Hiawatha in control here in the top of the first, and still just one out. First pitch by Dieters is outside, ball one. Jacobson didn't start in the game last night, came in a few innings in, replaced Caden Strecker out in left field. Jacobson takes the strike here. It's 1-1. Four of the first five batters have come around to score for Hiawatha. Next pitch outside, 2-1. And the next pitch by Dieters gets away. It'll be 3-1, and both runners are going to advance. So now Willick at third, and Alex Rocky is at second. Jacobson ahead in the count, 3-1, with Josh Smith due up next. Barring a double play, Hiawatha is going to bat around here in the first as Jacobson fouls this one away. So now the count runs full at 3-2. And the 3-2 by Dieters is lifted foul. Out of play left side. So another chance here at 3-2. Couple of hits. Couple of hit batters, a walk, and that pitch is inside, and it gets away. Here comes the play at the plate, not in time. 5-0, Hiawatha. Willick scores on the wild pitch. Rocky to third. Jacobson at first after taking a walk. Now the number 9 hitter, Josh Smith. 5-0, Hiawatha here in the first. And a tough start for Seneca after they had to really grind out a win in game one over Marysville. First pitch by Dieters, a little bit outside. 4-1. Josh Smith, also a replacement late in the game last night against Doniphan County. Next pitch missing outside. It is 2-0. Runners at the corner, still just one out in the inning. Dieters' next pitch is up and away. Make it 3-0. Ninth man to come to the plate here in the first for Hiawatha. 5-0 is their lead. Still just one out. Next pitch is in there for a strike. And it's 3-1 here to Josh Smith. Rocky at third, Jacobson at first. Here's the pitch. And it's low and inside, 4, bases loaded once again. So back to the top of the order, and this might be it for Jonah Dieters as, again, this Seneca team had to really fight and claw to get a win in game one, and Dieters was certainly a part of that, and Dieters will be lifted after recording one out. So it is a pitching change. So we'll step aside. All Hiawatha here early. They lead it 5-0. Still just one out in the top of the first, and we're back after this.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
KNZA.
Well, Hiawatha has really jumped out on Seneca here early. 5-0 here in the top of the first, and we got a pitching change already for Seneca. Andrew Henry is going to come on to pitch, replacing Jonah Dieters, who will replace Henry in center field. So Henry comes in after Dieters records just one out, going through all nine in the order, and Henry comes in with a tough spot. Bases are loaded with still one out. Dieters walked four, hit two, gave up a couple of hits. So now it's up to Andrew Henry to stop the bleeding as we're back to the top of the order. Ashton Rocky, he was hit by a pitch to start, came around to score. He's got the bases loaded with one out. Andrew Henry, the new pitcher, 5-0 Hiawatha in the top of the first. First pitch by Henry is outside for ball one. Alex Rocky at third, Jacobson at second, Smith at first. Next pitch missing low, and it's 2-0. Of course, the winner moving on, facing Doniphan County tomorrow night. Next pitch rides inside, and quickly it's 3-0. And the 3-0 is inside, nearly got him, and it's a bases-loaded walk. And it's now 6-0 Hiawatha. Now Carson Bredemeyer, who walked and scored in his first at bat. 6-0 here in the top of the first. He'll swing at the first pitch and foul it away. And it's 0-1. Well, Seneca, we saw them rally from a four-run deficit in game one, but they have spotted Hiawatha with six here, which is one out in the top of the first. Next pitch missing outside, one ball and one strike. Bredemeyer, the 11th batter here to come up, and he'll foul another one out of play. And Henry is ahead in the count at 1-2. Jacobson at third, Smith at second, Rocky is at first. And the pitch is behind. Bredemeyer gets to the backstop, and there's going to be an out at home as Jacobson a little late on his jump, and a huge second out for Seneca as Jacobson is gunned down at home. The other runners advance. Rocky gets to second base, and Smith moves to third. But now two outs, a 2-2 count here on Bredemeyer. That next pitch is way outside, ball three, and this time both runners will hold. So now a 3-2 count on Bredemeyer. Oldham up next, second and third, two down, and what's already a 6-0 Hiawatha lead in the top of the first. And still a chance for more. Here's the 3-2, and just missing outside, ball four. So Bredemeyer has been up twice, he has walked twice, and the bases are loaded again, and now here's Xavier Oldham, who was hit by a pitch and scored. And he fouls away the first pitch. It is 0-1. So the Seneca pitching staff here early, six walks. They have hit two batters. Hiawatha just two hits, and now what is the 12th man to come to the plate here in the first. Next pitch missing upstairs. Oldham now an even count, one ball and one strike. Next pitch just missing a bit inside, now 2-1. Really got to try to get out of this if you're Seneca. An opportunity here with two outs and another foul ball. Count evens up at two balls and two strikes. A six spot in the first for Hiawatha. Bases are still loaded with two outs. A 2-2 count here on Xavier Oldham. And the pitch is outside, gets away up against the backstop, and everyone's going to be safe as another run scores. Smith scores from third on the wild pitch. Rocky to third, Bredemeyer to second base, and now the count's full here on Oldham at 3-2. It's 7-0 Hiawatha on just two hits here in the first. Here's the 3-2 and a swing and a pop-up right side. Should end the inning. Kramer out to shallow right field, makes the catch, and that will retire the side. But Hiawatha is certainly getting things done in the first. They have two hits, but they score seven, and they lead Seneca 7-0.
Anderson Meats in Troy is looking to hire some extra help. If you've worked in the meat cutting business before, or if you'd like to learn more about it, here's your opportunity. This is a full-time position, and they will provide training. Your pay and wage depends on your experience. Anderson Meats are also taking future appointments for meat processing, so give them a call and set up your appointment. Soon, they'll be opening their retail sales area to the public. Keep listening for the details. Anderson Meats in Troy, on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safe. Also, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Colin Feldkamp in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. How about Hiawatha in the top of the first? Seven runs on just two hits. Seneca pitching just struggling in the first. A lot of walks, few hit batters, wild pitches. And now Hiawatha with a chance to really put themselves in prime position. They already have with an early 7-0 lead as the winner here gets Donovan County in the zone tournament championship tomorrow night. Of course, the winner here will have to beat Donovan County twice to win the tournament. DC, the luxury of not having to play tonight and getting some rest before tomorrow's championship. Tyler Davis is the pitcher for Hiawatha. His team has a 7-0 lead as Andrew Henry leads things off for Seneca in the bottom of the first. First pitch by Davis, low and outside, ball one. Henry, in the first game against Marysville, reached twice, had a single and a walk, or correction, a single and a double, and a run scored. Here's a ground ball. It's stabbed by the first baseman, Joel Bryan, to record the out. So a line drive, and going down to get it is Bryan, and Henry is out number one. That'll bring up Jonah Dieters, who started on the mound and was replaced after recording just one out in the first by Henry. First pitch by Davis in there for a strike. Peters reached base three times against Marysville. A couple of singles, an RBI, and a run scored. He's also hit by a pitch. He's going to ground one, slow roller, right side. Smith has it. And first in time and quickly two up and two down. Here's Landon Baker, a single, and was hit by a pitch in the Marysville game. Also scored a run. He's up with two quick outs, nobody on. And Davis fires. Swinging at the first pitch, line towards center field, but playing it right perfectly is Ashton Rocky. And that is a quick 1-2-3 inning. To the top of the second we go. Hiawatha with a 7-0 lead.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hiawatha with a 7-0 lead over Seneca as we start the second inning of play as Andrew Henry will go back to work for Seneca. Hiawatha scored 7 runs in the top of the first on just 2 hits. Those hits were Ty Willick and Joel Bryan, or correction, Ty Willick and Alex Rocky, both RBI singles. Seneca went down in order, 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first, real quick, so Hiawatha up here in the second. It'll be Sam Dunn, Joel Bryan, and Ty Willick. So here's Sam Dunn, walked in a run in the first. And he steps in, Henry sets and fires the first pitch, and it swung on and popped up right side. Strothman over there at first base, and he makes the catch for the out in foul territory. So quickly, one pitch, one out here in the second. So now Joel Bryan reached on a fielder's choice, scored a run in the first. And first pitch swinging, pops this one up left side. Thomas, the left fielder, towards the foul line and drops it in left field. That's going to be an error by Thomas at left, and trotting into second base is Joel Bryan. So now Ty Willick, one of the two hits in the first, single, drove in a run, also scored a run. He's got Bryan at second base and one out, and Willick swings and misses at the first pitch. It is 0-1. Henry out of the stretch and fires off speed, and it bends in there for strike number two. Good-looking pitch there by Andrew Henry. Seven nothing Hiawatha here in the second inning, and there's another hit batter as that pitch runs inside and drills Willick. So Willick reaches. Now first and second and one out, and the DH Alex Rocky steps in, who has the other hit for Hiawatha. An RBI single and a run scored. Henry looks back at second, now fires. It's upstairs for ball number one. So again, Hiawatha certainly now in control with a 7-0 lead. Next pitch is also upstairs, now 2-0. Seneca won a thriller in game one over Marysville to get to this second game, but there's a stolen base. Actually, both are going to steal on ball three that was inside. So now 3-0 to Alex Rocky as Bryan takes third and Willick takes second. Here's the 3-0, and it's inside ball four, and the bases are loaded. So now Cooper Jacobson. He walked his first time up. Now he has the bases loaded here with just one out. Chance for more here for Hiawatha in the second, already leading 7-0. Henry's pitch, high and tight, 1-0. And And the next one is inside. He jumps out of the way, and everyone's going to hold. At first, Brian started taking off for home, but it took a nice kick off the backstop, and everyone stayed put, and the count is now 2-0 here on Jacobson. Brian at third, Willick at second, Rocky at first. 7-0 Hiawatha here in the second inning. Next pitch is up and outside, make it 3-0. So now 3 balls and no strikes. Begging all the way, that one's in there for strike number one. So 3 balls and 1 strike, Jacobson still in control. Bases loaded, 1 out in the top of the second. Here's a foul ball back into the fence, and the count is full at 3-2. Let's see if Henry can get a key out here, as Hiawatha is trying to add more here in the second, and it's ball 4 upstairs, and a run is in, make it 8-0. So Jacobson walks in a run. Josh Smith steps in. He walked his first time up. 8-0 on just 2 hits for Hiawatha. First pitch rides in and hits him. When it rains, it pours. Willick scores. Rocky to third. Jacobson to second. Now Smith at first base. And back to the top of the order with Ashton Rocky. And the bases are loaded with 1 out, and it's 9-0, Hiawatha. As it's a meeting on the hill with the infield for Seneca. Well, it's just been the pitching has been the issue for Seneca here in this ball game with Dieters and Henry. A lot of walks, hit batters, wild pitches, just 2 hits for Hiawatha in this game, and yet it is 9-0. It's not something you really see very often. Kind of a game played out this way, and we're just in the top of the second inning with just 1 out. The bases remain loaded for Ashton Rocky, who is batting for a third time here in just the second inning. He was hit by a pitch. He has walked. He has also scored a run. So here we go. After the meeting, first pitch to Rocky is outside for ball one. Alex at third. Jacobson at second. Smith at first. Next pitch missing as well. It's now 2-0. And the 2-0 is fouled away. 2 balls and 1 strike on Ashton Rocky. As Hiawatha smart at the plate. Next pitch is upstairs. Make it 3-1. So let's see how aggressive Rocky wants to be and pitches well in the dirt, ball 4. Make it 10-0. So Alex Rocky scores from third. Jacobson to third. Smith to second. Now Ashton Rocky at first with Carson Bredemeyer stepping in for his third at bat. He has walked twice and has scored once. And now he rips one towards center field, and that's a hit. 1 run is in. Won't bring home the runner from second as well. And how about a 2 RBI single for Carson Bredemeyer, and it's now 12-0. Ashton Rocky stops at second, so now first and second with still 1 out. That's just the 3rd hit of the game. 12 runs on 3 hits. Bredemeyer drives in 2, and now Xavier Oldham steps in, and he hits one towards the left side. Stopped by Baker. A long throw is not in time, and he beats it out for an infield hit. The bases are loaded once again. Rocky to third, Bredemeyer to second. Oldham beats out the throw. It was a good play by Baker, but just a long throw and good speed for Oldham, just not enough to beat it out. So that's hit number four. Now Dunn up again with the bases loaded. And he's going to hit this one out of play, foul. And the count is 0-1. So Dunn walked with the bases loaded in the first. Then he led off the second here by fouling out to the first baseman. Next pitch is outside. It's one ball and one strike. And the next pitch rides inside, nearly hits Dunn, but he gets out of the way. It's now 2-1. So two balls and one strike here on Dunn. 12-0 Hiawatha. Ground ball left side on a chop, and it hits off the third baseman. Feldkamp kicks into foul territory, and everyone's safe. It'll go down as an E5, an error by the third baseman Feldkamp. Rocky scores from third. Everyone is safe. Bredemeyer to third. Oldham to second. Dunn at first. 13-0 Hiawatha. Still the bases loaded with just one out. Next pitch upstairs to Joel Bryan for ball number one. Next pitch in there for strike one. One ball and one strike. Bryan reached on a fielder's choice, scored in the first, and is batting for a second time here in this inning. Reached on an error. Next pitch is upstairs. Two balls and one strike. That really got the inning going where he reached on an error by the left fielder, Thomas, and now he fouls this one away. And the count evens up at two balls and at two strikes. Seven in the first, six here in the second. It is 13-0. This one is roped into left field, and that is a solid hit for Joel Bryan. Everyone moves up one. It's now 14-0, an RBI single by Bryan. And now to bring up Ty Willick. So now 14 runs on five hits for Hiawatha. We're in the top of the second with just one out. Bases are still loaded. Pitch by Henry is outside for ball number one. Willick singled in a run, scored in the first. He was also hit by a pitch here in this inning. Here's a foul ball, first base side. One ball and one strike now. Alex Rocky due up next in what's just been a tough game to say the least so far for Seneca, as Hiawatha taking advantage of inconsistent pitching and been very good with their plate discipline. And there's a swing and a foul off. One ball and two strikes here on Willick. Hiawatha looking to punch their ticket to tomorrow night's championship. They would have to beat Doniphan County twice to win the tournament. Next pitch is outside. Two balls and two strikes here on Willick. And the next pitch runs in and hits him. Another hit batter. Oldham scores from third. Dunn moves to third. Joel Bryan to second. Now Willick at first. And now we're going to get another pitching change. So we'll step aside. Boy, it is 15-0 Hiawatha. We will be back right after this.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
Now Seneca will bring in Keaton Rottinghouse off the bench to pitch here in the second. Eight more runs have scored for Hiawatha, still just one out. It is 15-0. As they are continuing to bat around here in the second inning, Hiawatha nearly threw their order for a third time already. The bases are loaded with still just one out. And it's going to be the DH, Alex Rocky, who has walked and scored. He has singled in a run. He has scored as well. Final warm-up pitches here for Rottinghouse, who was on the bench to start. So the defensive alignments stay the same. As Dieter started, replaced by Henry, who is now replaced by Rottinghouse. So Hiawatha in prime position to move on to tomorrow night's championship against Doniphan County. Rottinghouse will fire in another warm-up pitch as Alex Rocky awaits his at-bat. His third at-bat in the ballgame and his second here this inning. Colin Fellkamp in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Again, Marysville and Seneca was our first game, and it was a good one to say the least. Seneca rallied multiple times, able to win it 10-8 to get to this game. Hiawatha lost last night to Doniphan County, 16-9, put them in this game here tonight. And it has been all Hiawatha, and that is an understatement, as the first pitch from Rottinghouse is just a bit outside to Alex Rocky for ball number one. 15 runs, 5 hits. We have played an inning and a third. Next pitch, up and inside, 2-0. Dunn at third, Bryan at second, Willick at first. And the 2-0 is fouled away, out of play. Make it 2 balls and 1 strike. As Rottinghouse trying to do something here to limit the damage. Now, again, the first batter of this inning was out on a foul out, and now this one gets away. Everyone's going to advance, and another run is in. So a wild pitch. Sam Dunn will score from third. Bryan moves to third. Willick to second. So now second and third with one out, and the count's now 3-1 to Alex Rocky. 16-0 here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, ball four. So the bases are loaded again. Here's Cooper Jacobson, who has walked twice. And Rottinghouse, his first pitch is in there for a strike. Both of Jacobson's walks and his first two at-bats were on 3-2 counts. He'll take strike one here. What is a 16-0 Hiawatha lead? Next pitch in the dirt. Skips away to the backstop. Everyone's going to hold. And it's 1-1. Seven runs in the first. Hiawatha has scored 9 here in the second, and still just one out. Here's the next pitch. Allen's in there, catching the outside corner. Jacobson now needs to protect. It's 1-2. Brian at third, Willick at second, Rocky is at first. Just missing there, and it's now two balls and two strikes. Honestly, not sure how that one was not a strike. But now a 2-2 count. Here's the next pitch, and this one is hit to the right side, and it's past the first baseman, Strothman, into right field for a hit. Two runs are going to score. It is 18-0. It is a two RBI single for Cooper Jacobson. Brian scores from third. Willick scores from second. Alex Rocky goes first to third. 18-0. And now that pitch gets away for ball one to Josh Smith. As this is the ninth man in the order who is batting for a third time tonight here in the second inning. Roundinghouse finds the strike zone there. It's one ball and one strike. It's an 18-0 Hiawatha lead. And there's the strike on the outside corner, and Smith down in the count, 1-2. Thirteen straight batters have reached. Ground ball left side, and that one is foul. Remember, Sam Dunn started this inning. He popped out to the first baseman in foul territory, and since then, again, 13 straight have reached. 11 have scored, and it's 18-0. Off speed upstairs, two balls and two strikes here to Smith, who again has walked and was hit by a pitch. And the 2-2 is outside. So now it's three balls and two strikes. Ashton Rocky is on deck, who will be coming up for a fourth time here in the second inning, and that one is outside, ball four. So Ashton Rocky coming up for a fourth time. There is still just one out here in the top of the second inning. He has walked twice. He has been hit by a pitch. And this is getting out of hand as the first pitch from Roundinghouse is low for ball one. 18-0 Hiawatha here in the top of the second. It's really just kind of pretty just wild, to say the least, how this game's kind of playing out. And next pitch is in there for a strike. Ball looked like it hit the dirt, but at this point, go ahead, give him the strike. So a 1-1 count here to Ashton Rocky. Next pitch in there. I have a feeling the strike zone might open up a little bit. Now one ball and two strikes. Bases are loaded with still one out. Now here's Roundinghouse with the 1-2. And there's one in there for strike three. So finally the second out's recorded, and that'll bring up Carson Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer singled into this inning. He has also walked twice and has scored twice. An 18-0 Hiawatha lead on just five hits. First pitch by Roundinghouse is outside for ball one. The 16th batter to come to the plate here in the second. Next pitch is outside. It's 2-0. So a 2-0 count. Bases loaded, two outs. And the next pitch is in there for strike one. So two balls and one strike. Here on Bredemeyer is Roundinghouse trying to just get out of this inning. And the 2-1 is swung on and missed. It's now two balls and two strikes. 11 runs have scored here in the second. And another pitch finds the strike zone. Back-to-back strikeouts, but the inning is finally complete. 11 more score, 18-0 Hiawatha. We head to the bottom of the second, and we're back right after this.
Ag producers, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Jim Cole with GM Bank. We are asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see the opportunity. We're not just interested in opening new accounts. We like and want to build relationships. At GM Bank, we have experienced lenders, exceptional service that makes us the best place to bank and borrow. Let's talk about how GM Bank can serve your needs now and in the future. GM Bank, member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, it is 18-0 Hiawatha as we start the bottom of the second inning. Seneca set to come up after going down in order 1-2-3 in the first. So, again, it's just been a tough second game here for Seneca. A lot of walks, hit batters, errors, wild pitches. Hiawatha played at 7 in the first, 11 in the second. And on just 5 hits nonetheless, this Tyler Davis, we'll see John Strothman, Cooper Kramer, and Aiden Feldkamp here this inning. So Strothman steps in. Strothman had 2 singles in the win over Marysville, also drove in a run with the ground outs and hits this one foul here. First pitch from Tyler Davis. And it's 0-1. Davis fires the 0-1, and this one's ripped well towards left field, and that's down for a hit. And Strothman leads off the bottom of the second with a single as Bredemeyer gets it in, and that'll bring up Cooper Kramer. So Kramer's up with a runner at first and nobody out. So Tyler Davis, out of the stretch for the first time, fires in the first pitch, in there for a strike. Kramer, a good game against Marysville. He scored 3 runs. He had a single and a sacrifice fly. Drove in a couple. And he hits this one right back up the middle and into center field for a hit. So back-to-back singles by Strothman and Kramer to lead off the bottom of the second. That brings up Aiden Feldkamp. Feldkamp reached in all 4 at-bats against Marysville, 2 via an error. He also had a couple singles and an RBI. First pitch by Davis inside for ball 1. So if you're just joining us, 18-0 Hiawatha here in the bottom of the second inning. They scored 7 in the first, 11 in the second on just 5 hits. There's a swing and a miss by Feldkamp. Count 1 ball and 1 strike. Strothman at second, Kramer at first. Seneca just trying to get on the board. Here's the pitch. And just a bit outside, it is now 2-1. So Davis out of the stretch, looking back at second. Strothman's there, not much of a lead. And next pitch is a little bit outside. So now 3-1 here to Feldkamp with Garrett Herter due up next. So here is the 3-1 by Davis, and it is swung on and missed. Count is full now at 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, and the pitch. Outside, ball 4. So the bases are loaded here with nobody out. That'll bring up the right fielder, Garrett Herter. And again, what is an 18-0 Hiawatha lead here in the bottom of the second. And the first pitch is swung on and missed for strike 1. Herter in the Marysville game had an RBI ground out. He also walked, had a strikeout and a pop out. And the next pitch hits him, and Seneca's on the board. So Strothman scores, Kramer to third, Feldkamp to second. Herter gets hit by a pitch. He's a little frustrated with that, and now it's 18-1. And here's the hero from game 1, Jaden Thomas, who had the go-ahead 2-RBI double in the bottom of the 6th, which was the game winner for Seneca over Marysville. Got the bases loaded, nobody out. And he rips this one right to the second baseman, Smith to first for the double play. And just like that, 2 outs here in the inning. So Herter gets rung up at second on the double play, so runners still at second and third with now 2 outs for Cooper Scott, who takes a ball outside. It's 1-0. And he's going to pop this one up left side and out of play. 1-1. Scott came in and pitched it late in the 6th and added an RBI single after Thomas's double, which gave Seneca the lead for good over Marysville. Now this one's popped up towards left center field. It's going to be Bredemeyer to make the catch, and that will retire the side. Seneca gets 1 after 2, 18-1, Hiawatha.
Anderson Meats in Troy is looking to hire some extra help. If you've worked in the meat cutting business before, or if you'd like to learn more about it, here's your opportunity. This is a full-time position, and they will provide training. Your pay and wage depends on your experience. Anderson Meats are also taking future appointments for meat processing, so give them a call and set up your appointment. Soon, they'll be opening their retail sales area to the public. Keep listening for the details. Anderson Meats in Troy, on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Hiawatha Hiawatha over Seneca as we start the third inning. Our Legion baseball game tonight brought to you by Ryan Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Thank you again for tuning in. 18-1 Hiawatha as we start the third inning of play. Keaton Rottinghouse for Seneca back on the hill. He'll face Oldham, Dunn, and Bryan in the third inning here. That's 3, 4, and 5 in the Hiawatha order. As the 18 Hiawatha runs have come on just 5 hits, Seneca 1 run, 2 hits. They also have 2 errors. So we'll see if Hiawatha keeps up what they've done in the first 2 innings. Again, scoring 7 in the first and 11 in the second. So here we go. As Rodinghouse back to work, Oldham steps in. It was singled, popped out, and has been hit by a pitch, and he loops this one right over the second baseman into right field for a hit, just right over Kramer's glove, and one pitch and a leadoff single here for Hiawatha to begin the third. So Oldham is on first. Sam Dunn steps in. He reached on an error in his last at bat. He has also walked in a run. Just the sixth hit of the night for Hiawatha. Here's the pitch by Rodinghouse. It's upstairs for ball one. Rodinghouse out of the stretch. Here is the 1-0. And it's low and outside. And the count now 2-0. So two balls and no strikes here to Dunn. Hit a home run on Sunday night and there went over Corning. He takes one outside. It's 3-0. Rodinghouse fires. Now one finds the strike zone. It's now 3-1. Done. The 3-1 counts. And it's ball four outside. Oldham moves up to second base. Dunn takes first, and that brings up Joel Bryan. Bryan is singled. He has reached on an error and has also reached on a fielder's choice. He has scored in all three times that he's been up, and he has driven in one. Now two on and nobody out. First pitch gets away. The runners stay put, so ball one. Oldham at second, Dunn at first. An 18-1 Hiawatha lead here in the top of the third. Time called by Rodinghouse. Hiawatha scored 7 in the first, 11 in the second. That pitch a little bit up and in, or outside, I should say. Two balls and no strikes. Now on Joel Bryan. Here's the 2-0. That's outside. Make it 3-0 with Ty Willick due up next. So a 3-0 count and the pitch. That one finds the strike zone. 3-1 here to Bryan. And the pitch is outside, ball four. So Oldham to third, Dunn to second. Bryan takes first. Bases are loaded. And Ty Willick steps in. Twice, Willick has been hit by a pitch. He's also singled in a run. He has scored three times. And now the bases are loaded with nobody out. First pitch in there for strike one. Rodinghouse is 0-1, is a little bit up and outside. Make it one ball and one strike. And the 1-1 is going to ride in and hit him. So another hit batter. That's the third straight at bat that Willick's been hit by a pitch. Oldham scores. Dunn to third. Bryan to second. Willick takes first. So here's Alex Rocky. He has singled and walked twice. It's now 19-1, Hiawatha. Bases are loaded with still nobody out. First pitch low and outside, ball one. Rocky singled in a run in the first, and then has walked in his last two at-bats. Next pitch is outside, 2-0. Another pitch that's outside. Make it three balls and no strikes with Cooper Jacobson up next. And the 3-0. Outside, ball four. Another run is in. Make it 20-1, Hiawatha. Bryan to third. Willick to second. Rocky takes first. Jacobson in his last at-bat at a 2-RBI single. He's also walked in a run and walked in the first as well. Foul ball out of play left side, swinging at the first pitch, and it's 0-1. Two runs across here already in the third. There's a pitch that finds the strike zone, catching the inside corner. It's 0-2. 20 runs on 6 hits for Hiawatha. Here's the pitch. And it's in there. Strike 3 call. So 3 pitch at bat. Jacobson's down on strikes, and there's one out. And now the number 9 hitter, Josh Smith, who has walked twice and has been hit by a pitch. He has scored twice. And he takes one in there for strike 1. Bases loaded, 1 out. Here's the 0-1 in there for a strike. Now the count is 0-2 here on Smith as Rodinghouse has thrown 5 straight strikes. The 0-2, low and in the dirt, and everyone stays put. It's now 1-2. Bryan at third, Willick at second, Rocky is at first. Smith at the plate with a 1-2 count. As we are in the top of the third inning, Hiawatha lineup finishing the 4th time through the order. Ground ball left side. Nice stab by the third baseman, Feldkamp, over to first and in time. Nice defensive play by Feldkamp. Run does score, but there are 2 outs. So Bryan scores from third. Willick moves up to third. Alex Rocky's at second base. An RBI ground out by Josh Smith. And now it's Ashton Rocky's turn with 2 outs and 2 on. First pitch is high for ball 1. It's 21-1. Hiawatha here in the top of inning number 3. And this one is fouled out of play. 1 ball and 1 strike. The 5th at bat here for Ashton Rocky. We're in the third. He has a strikeout. He has walked twice. He has been hit by a pitch. He has scored twice and has driven in 2. And the 0-2 is a ground ball. Baker has it at short. Takes his time. The throw is in time, and that will retire the side. But 3 more runs score, and at the end of 2.5, Hiawatha leads Seneca 21-1.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of inning number 3 here in Wathena. It's all Hiawatha, 21-1 over Seneca. As Hiawatha looks to punch their ticket to tomorrow night's championship against Doniphan County in this Legion Zone tournament. As Hiawatha scoring 7 in the first, 11 in the second, 3 more in the third, on just 6 hits. It's 21-1. Seneca's 1 run in the second on just 2 hits. They have 2 errors as well. Tyler Davis back to work for Hiawatha. Top of the order for Seneca with Henry, Dieters, and Baker due up. So Henry will start this inning. He lined out to first base his first time up. Steps in for a second time against Tyler Davis. And a ground ball. Slow roller. Running towards it is Davis. Underhands to first in time. One pitch, one out. That'll bring up Jonah Dieters, who grounded out to second his first time up. So here's Davis. He fires in the first pitch. It is low for ball one. Dieter started on the hill for Seneca tonight. It got out of hand early. He was pulled after facing 9 and retiring 1 as he laces this one foul down the left field line, and it's 1-1. Landon Baker due up next. It's a 21-1 Hiawatha lead here in the bottom of the third. Now, this one's roped center field, but playing it in the right spot is Ashton Rocky to record out number 2. So now Baker due up. He lined out to center his first time up. And so Davis trying to work a 1-2-3 frame. You're in the bottom of the third. First pitch is a little bit high, ball one to Baker. Hiawatha has Oldham at third, Dunn at short, Smith at second, Bryan at first, Willick the catcher. Here's a ground ball. Could be a 1-2-3 inning. Dunn across the diamond. Yes, sir, in time. And that is a 1-2-3 frame. We've played 3. We head to the fourth. All Hiawatha, 21-1. We're back in a moment.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the fourth inning, all Hiawatha 21-1 over Seneca. As Hiawatha will bat here in the fourth inning. Fifth time through the order, it'll be Brennemeyer, Oldham, and Dunn scheduled. And it looks like we may have a couple of subs in here for Hiawatha with the big lead here in the ball game. Looks like we will have a pitch hitter for Brennemeyer. And it looks to be Tyler Stevens. So Tyler Stevens will hit for Brettemeyer here to start the fourth. And what is a 21-1 Hiawatha lead? So Stevens takes one low for ball one. Rottinghouse back to work for Seneca here in the fourth. And the first, or the second pitch swinging, popped up left side. And it's going to be caught by the shortstop Baker for out number one. So Xavier Oldham will also have a pitch hit. Dalton Siebenmorgen is going to pitch hit as well. And he takes one low for ball one. Next pitch by Rottinghouse is outside, makes it 2-0. Next pitch outside. Now 3-0 to Siebenmorgen, who is pitch hitting here for Oldham. Oldham had two singles, and he was hit by a pitch. He scored three times. Next pitch in there for a strike. Three balls and one strike. And in a game that got out of hand real early. Seven runs in the first by Hiawatha. They torched Seneca for 11 in the second. Three more in the third. This one has popped up. Center field. Dieters coming in and makes the catch. And now it'll be Caden Strecker who is going to pitch it for Sam Dunn. So three pitch hitters here in the fourth. First two retired. Strecker steps in. First pitch in there for a strike. And Strecker swings at the next pitch, lines it towards left center field. Dieters moving to his right, and it drops in for a hit. So Thomas and Dieters converging on it, but it splits the two, and it's a two-out single for Strecker, and that brings up Joel Bryan. Or correction, we'll have another pitch hitter. It'll be Gunnar Smith. So they're using all the subs here. So Strecker with a single. Now Gunnar Smith will bat, and he takes one high for ball one. To 1, Hiawatha here in the top of the fourth. Runner at first, two down. Gunnar Smith, the pitch hitter, takes one outside, and it's going to hit the backstop, and Strecker is able to take second base. So the count now, two balls and no strikes here on Smith. Hits this one towards the left side. Third baseman Feldkamp has it. Throws to Strothman to record the out, and the side is retired. So no runs across, and to the bottom of the fourth we go. 21-1, Hiawatha leads.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 21-1, Hiawatha over Seneca. And this final zone tournament game before the championship tomorrow night as Doniphan County awaits the winner, which appears at this point will be Hiawatha, leading by 20 on just 7 hits, by the way. 21 runs, 7 hits. Seneca has 1 run, 2 hits. Tyler Davis back to work for Hiawatha. It'll be Strothman, Kramer, and Feldkamp due up this inning for Seneca. The run rule is 10 after 5. So another inning and a half, barring a ridiculous comeback by Seneca. So Davis fires the first pitch to Strothman. It is inside for ball one. Strothman has one of the two hits. Singled in the second, came around to score. The lone run in the game for him. Next pitch is in the dirt, ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Davis with the 2-0. This one's hit towards center field. And Rocky coming in on it to make the catch for the first out. That'll bring up Cooper Kramer, who has the other hit, who singled. Back in the second. Our correction, this is going to be Rottinghouse, who's going to step in. So a pitch hitter here. Rottinghouse, of course, pitched the last inning and change. He'll step into bat, and he takes one. Four, strike one. Pitch by Davis. In there for strike two. So Rottinghouse now down in the count, 0-2, pitch hitting for Cooper Kramer. And the 0-2 by Davis. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Strikeout. First one tonight for Davis. And two up and two down for Aiden Feldkamp. So Feldkamp walked his first at bat. He's up here with nobody on and two outs in the bottom of the fourth. His team down 20. First pitch by Davis, up and outside, ball one. Twenty-one runs on 7 hits for Hiawatha. Here's a ground ball right side. Should end the inning. Smith up with it to first, and that will end the inning. So Davis goes 3 up, 3 down. We head to the fifth, 21-1, Hiawatha.
Anderson Meats in Troy is looking to hire some extra help. If you've worked in the meat cutting business before, or if you'd like to learn more about it, here's your opportunity. This is a full-time position, and they will provide training. Your pay and wage depends on your experience. Anderson Meats are also taking future appointments for meat processing, so give them a call and set up your appointment. Soon, they'll be opening their retail sales area to the public. Keep listening for the details. Anderson Meats in Troy, on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Top of the fifth inning, Hiawatha looking to wrap this one up as they lead Seneca 21-1. As we got a new pitcher in for Seneca, it'll be Garrett Herter who is going to pitch now. Fourth pitcher for Seneca is Garrett Herter. Will try to pitch one more inning here. As the run rule here in this tournament is 10 after 5. Hiawatha leads by 20 to start the inning. They're the away team, so they will still bat here in the fifth. And then Seneca will get one more bat in the fifth. Ty Willick will lead things off. He has a single, and then he has been hit by a pitch 3 times. And the first pitch missing outside for ball one. So a good yet tough night for Willick at the office. and hit by a pitch three times. He has driven in two. He also, and he gets hit again right on cue. Wow. So four straight at bats that Ty Willick's been hit by a pitch. So now Alex Rocky, who's been solid to say the least. He has a single. He has walked three times. He has scored twice. And is driven in two. Quick throw over to first by Herder. And this one's hit out of play, foul. And the count 0-1 here on Rocky. Seven in the first, 11 in the second, three more in the third. 21-1 is the score. This one's popped up. Oh, and miscommunication between the catcher and Herder on the hill, and it drops in between them. And now everyone's safe, first and second with nobody out. So we'll give an error on that one. So regardless, Willick at second, Rocky at first. Jacobson steps in. Two on and nobody out. Pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-2 now here on Jacobson. No, they're going to change it. Actually, it's not a... in air, just a infield single. There's a swing and a miss. And Jacobson is correction down in the count. Now it's 0-2. Jacobson has a single, couple of walks. He has driven in three. Next pitch is outside. And it's one ball and two strikes. Willick at second, Rocky at first. Here's the 1-2, and it's low. Evens up the count, two balls and two strikes. So we're in the fifth inning. About to be the fifth time through the order for Hiawatha. And the 2-2, ground ball, high chopper. Strothman gloves it at first, underhands to Herder the pitcher to record the out. Both runners advance, now second and third with one out. So now the number nine hitter, Josh Smith, at an RBI ground out in his last at-bat. He has walked twice. He's been hit by a pitch and has also scored a couple of times. It's a 21-1 Hiawatha lead, swing and a miss at the first pitch for strike one. Herder's next offering. Floats in there for strike number two. So no balls and two strikes. Aaron Smith. As Hiawatha's lead is 20. And the next pitch is behind Smith, and it's 1-2. And Seneca sent to get one more at bat in the bottom of the fifth. And the pitch. Outside, two balls and two strikes. Bastion Rocky due up next. And the 2-2. It's outside. And the count full at three balls and two strikes with top of the lineup up next with Ashton Rocky, who would be batting for a sixth time in this game. Here's the 3-2 by Herder, and it's fouled away. So three balls, two strikes. Willick at third. Rocky is at second base. That is Alex Rocky. Jacobson grounded out. One out in the inning. Smith has the count full at 3-2. and the pitch, and it's in the dirt, ball four. So back to the top of the order. Bases are loaded with one out. And here is Ashton Rocky for a sixth time. He is grounded out. He is struck out. He has walked twice. He has been hit by a pitch. He has scored twice and driven in one. And now he hits one deep towards left field. And that ball is going to one-hop the fence. Two runs are going to score. They had to hold up to make sure that it wasn't going to be caught. And it's going to be a two RBI double for Ashton Rocky. It's now 23-1. Willick and Alex Rocky both score. Smith goes first to third. Rocky is now at second. So now second and third with one out. And it is Tyler Stevens batting for a second time, and he takes one for a strike. He popped out to shortstop his first time up. Next pitch is a little bit high, one ball and one strike. As Herder continues to pitch, trying to just get out of this. Floats one in there, and it's swung on and missed. Maybe Stevens caught a piece. It's one ball and two strikes. Rocky after the two RBI double, he's at second. Josh Smith at third. Two more runs in for Hiawatha. Their lead is 23-1. This one is hit towards shallow left center field, and coming in to make the catch is Dieters, and a run's going to score on the sacrifice fly as Smith trots in. So Stevens drives in a run. Ashton Rocky stays put at second base, so it's now 24-1. Here comes Dalton Siebenmorgen, batting for a second time, popped out to center field is first time up. Herder's first pitch is outside for ball one. So two outs, one on. Three more across for Hiawatha in the fifth. Next pitch is in there for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. And the pitch. Ground ball, but foul. And it's one ball and two strikes here on Siebenmorgen. Morgan. 24-1, Hiawatha here in the fifth. They got just nine hits. Next pitch by Herder is outside. And it's now two balls and two strikes. And the next pitch is also outside, or up and in, I should say, and it's now full at 3-2. And the 3-2 is fouled away. So again, three more runs have scored here in the inning. At this rate, Seneca would need 14 runs to keep this game going in the next half inning, but Siebenmorgen gets drilled by that pitch on a 3-2 count, and he'll take first. And that'll bring up Caden Strecker, who is also batting for a second time. He singled in his lone at bat. So Ashton Rocky's at second, Siebenmorgen at first. Strecker steps in. And the first pitch outside for ball one. Herder's pitch is fouled away. It'll be one ball and one strike. So Strecker and pitch hit last inning, as this game was pretty much out of hand from the jump. Hiawatha tags Seneca for 7 in the first. Ground ball, Strecker left side. Baker has it, long throw, and the throw gets away. And I think it went to the dugout, so everyone will move up another base as Rocky will score. Steven Morgan goes first to third. Strecker will take second. And now it'll be Gunnar Smith who will bat for a second time. It's now 25-1 Hiawatha here in the top of the fifth. Gunnar Smith grounded out his first time up. And a good catch on that little fly out to center, and that will retire the side. So one half inning to go. Seneca gets another at bat, 25-1 Hiawatha.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the fifth, Hiawatha trying to close this one out. They lead Seneca 25-1. Hiawatha scoring 4 more runs in the top of the fifth. They got 25 runs on 9 hits. Seneca 1 run, 2 hits in the ball game as Davis will try to shut the door as the run rule is 10 after 5. So if Seneca wanted to keep this game going, they would need 16 runs in this inning. It'll be the bottom of the order for Seneca as Davis will try to pitch a 5-inning complete game for Hiawatha. They're looking to get Doniphan County tomorrow night in the championship, and the first pitch is swung on and fouled away by Garrett Herter, who was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. And the count is 1-0. Or, correction, 0-1. So Herter, Thomas, and Scott do up here in this inning. Davis's next pitch is outside, 1-1. So in the first two innings, Hiawatha hung up 18 runs on just 5 hits. And the pitching was just not there tonight for Seneca. Next pitch fouled away. Herter down 1-2. And right now it's 25 runs on 9 hits. As Davis trying to close this one down for Hiawatha. Next pitch is in the dirt, 2. So now 2-2. Defensively has stayed the same here for Hiawatha. No changes, minus a couple of pitch hitters that we saw earlier. But Davis trying to shut the door here. Next pitch is low. It's now 3-2 on Herter. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. And a strikeout for Davis. That is his second strikeout. And one out here in the fifth. And that'll bring up Jaden Thomas. So Thomas hit into a double play in his first at bat. Lined out, hit one hard to second. Runner was doubled up at first. Check swing in there for a strike. the windup in the pitch. And a fastball tails a little bit outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Thomas, the lefty, takes one inside, now 2-1. With Cooper Scott up next. Davis's next pitch is up and away. Now 3-1. You're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Take 25-1 Hiawatha lead over Seneca. Here is the 3-1. That's in there for a strike. So now 3-2 with one out, nobody on. Again, Thomas hit into a double play his first at bat. And he takes one outside for ball four. So a one out walk. We'll bring up Cooper Scott, the number 9 hitter, who flew out to left his first time up. As Davis again, trying to close this one down here in the fifth. First pitch to Scott in there for a strike. Down 0-1. Davis, not much of a lead at first for Thomas. This one's fouled away. And Scott quickly down in the count, 0-2. Seneca down to their final two outs. What's been a grind of a night for them after using every ounce of energy to rally on multiple occasions to beat Marysville 10-8. Hiawatha jumped out on him with 7 in the first and never looked back, and it's 25-1 here in the fifth. As Davis looked like he might have tried to throw a special pitch there, a knuckleball. Couldn't quite tell, but it was inside for a ball. 1-2. Next pitch is fouled out of play. So we'll do it again at 1-2. Thomas took a one-out walk. He's at first. Davis taking his time here. And the pitch is in the dirt outside. Skips away, and Thomas thought about going. Instead, he holds. And the count is 2-2. Two balls and 2 strikes. Cooper Scott, the batter. Thomas takes off, and the pitch is high, and Thomas into second base without a throw. And the count is full on Scott at 3-2. Here is the 3-2, and it's inside, ball four. So after a strikeout, back-to-back walks, top of the order now with Andrew Henry. Henry 0-2, a line out and a ground out. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. And a swing and a foul off. Count 0-1. So again, last night we saw Doniphan County knock out Hiawatha 16-9. Put Hiawatha in this ball game here tonight. Hiawatha getting a chance to get another crack at Doniphan County in the championship tomorrow as Henry swings and misses at the next pitch, and he's down 0-2. Hiawatha will have to beat Doniphan County twice as the next pitch runs inside and hits him. So the inning continues. Thomas to third, Scott to second, and Henry takes first. So here's Jonah Dieters. He is 0-2. Ground out and a line out. He's got the bases loaded with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. His team, though, trailing by 24. Davis fires, and the pitch is high for ball one. So Davis just trying to shut the door. Seneca loaded the bases with one out. Next pitch, ground ball. It is stabbed by the third baseman to second for one, and there's two outs. A run will score. Thomas scores from third. They get Henry out at second base on the fielder's choice. So Dieters at first makes it 25-2. Now runners at first and second, and Seneca down to their final outs as it's Landon Baker, who is 0-2. And he's going to pop this one up. Left side. Third baseman's got it, and that's will do it. And that retires the side, and that will end the ball game. So one run across, and the ball game's finally over as it's a 25-2 Hiawatha win, and we'll wrap it up when we come back.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lear's in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Colin Feldkamp in studio, Brandon Tanman with you one final time as we have our championship matchup set here in Wathena tomorrow night as Hiawatha advancing with a monster 25-2 win over Seneca in the nightcap in this 1AA zone tournament as we are now down to the final two, which we'll have for you tomorrow night. And, of course, Seneca had to play the first game against Marysville. They had to scratch and claw and come back multiple times to beat Marysville by a 10-8 score. And then Hiawatha came out with 7 runs in the first inning on just 2 hits. There was multiple hit batters, a lot of walks, and the pitching was just not there as it unraveled early and early. And again, 7 runs in the first inning for Hiawatha. They played 11 more in the second. So after the second inning, it was an 18-0 Hiawatha lead, or I should say 18-1 after two on just 5 hits. And ultimately, they would add 3 more in the third, 4 in the fifth, and Seneca would get 1 more run in the fifth. But 25-2, again, the final score. 25 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 10 left on base. Seneca, 2 runs, 2 hits, 3 errors. They left 4 on base. So it is a rematch with Hiawatha and Doniphan County tomorrow night for the Legion Zone Tournament Championship. Hiawatha will need to beat Doniphan County twice if they want to win. So if Doniphan County wins the first game at 6, they will be the Zone Tournament Champions. Real quick, got to announce our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca Player of the Game. And again, with a lot of walks, a lot of hit batters. I like Ty Willick in this scenario, the catcher for Hiawatha. He did have an RBI single and a run scored in the first, but he was also hit 4 times tonight. He was hit by a pitch 4 times. He scored 4 runs. He drove in a run with a single. So Ty Willick, our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, player of the game. Again, just a tough game for him in terms of taking four pitches, being hit four times, also drove in a run with a single. He scored four runs. So again, the final score in the nightcap, Hiawatha 25-2 over Seneca. They get Doniphan County again tomorrow night in the championship of this own tournament. Until then, for Colin in studio, I'm Brandon. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for the championship of this Zone Legion Baseball Tournament here on KNZA 103.9 FM.